There's, we're done. We're done. He just,
So, I operate with the help of my son. He farms 500 acres, and the other man has something over 300, and I'm more or less, I'm supposed to be retired. I get retired every night.
I'm honored to do that.
So that gives you an idea of the interest that I have here.
I wonder if you know any people over in McLean County who could fill out one of those questionnaires for me. I don't need an interview, but I need a couple more questionnaires from McLean or Tazewell, either one. You're a good distance from McLean, aren't we? But Tazewell,
yeah.
Tazewell's fairly close.
Well,
Hello, Ed. How are you?
It's all right. We're done with the tape anyway, so that's perfectly all right.
Mr. Asclith, Mr.
How do you do, sir?
This fellow farmed with me for 15 years up there.
I see.
And now we rehabilitate buildings and play around together. We both should have a position instead of a job, but we still have some jobs.
I don't know how you do all those different jobs. You just tell me all those different jobs he has to do. How you call yourself retired? I never.
We're just tired.
Just tired. Says he retires every evening.
Yeah.
Well, it's he and I have put up hay together and looked after sheep and lambs. His daughter's a graduate nurse, and he was sick of bed. And I went down to the farm one night and. I told her that no flock of sheep generally had a registered nurse to look after them.
Wife's a registered nurse, too.
Is that right?
She's a director of the health center at the college.
Now, you're at Wheaton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our farm advisor lived down here four houses. John lives up at Wheaton. And he's got a son up there who's in with his father-in-law in some kind of a manufacturing establishment, and his daughter is teacher in the school up there, and she takes folks in the summer on tours of Europe in various places.
They have several of those tours.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of them going on at Wheaton. There are two travel agencies, and then the college has one too.
Well, she's a travel agency.
There's a what's his name? Huffman has Winona, I think it is, Winona Travel Agency.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his son is a student at the college, but he goes every Christmas and Easter vacation all summer. He's all over the world.
Yeah.
The guy has had talks with Nehru. I mean,
sure.
Fabulous, the experience that this young college student has had.
Well, this last Christmas, this daughter took John, his wife, down to Florida. And they hit that bad spell of weather down there, and she came home to teach and left them without any car or any way to get around, and they went over to some friends, and then they had to get away from there, and they got an apartment over at Clearwater, and he was all sore down in Florida because he hit it at a bad time and he had no transportation. And now we're fortunate, my wife's sister and her husband have a trailer down there, and I've been to Florida some 5 or 7 different times, and in this trailer park there's 40 trailers. Well, they know everybody, and each year somebody pulled out or leaves or something happens and we get a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own one, but I go down there and stay for $100 a month in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And associate with them and buy strawberries and pick those oranges you saw and the grapefruit. And
that's where you were during March and April?
Yeah. We left here the 4th of March, went down the west coast to some of our friends who have built cottages and homes and various things, and stayed with some friends, and then came on back